Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion and WWE Hall of Famer. And you, monkeys, well, you're listening to Rhea and Choppy on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Bang!
We started the match, and out of nowhere, he throws that first punch. Whoa, I block it. I throw one, I throw two, and I go under him for the slam, and we fall backwards, exactly like I wrote it down.
And the Hulkster unloading, going for a slam. Oh, he almost got him up. Oh, he collapsed. One, two.
He pulled himself up by the ropes, and I'm waiting. He picks me up and slams me.
Oh, slam! Andre picked him up with ease and runs him.
Then he stood on me, walked over me with his foot. Exactly what was written down there.
The whole match was built around Andre's limitations and Hulk Hogan working around Andre. Andre couldn't move.
His back was really bad. He probably should not have been in the ring.
Oh, the bear hug!
It was a very basic match. One of the key spots in the match, actually one of the most memorable spots, because it was like 4 minutes. Andre grabbed him a bear hug.
Usually when he grabbed the bear hug, I'd jump up and he'd hold me up in the air and ragdoll me. I wouldn't let him do any of that and made sure I stood up straight so he could stand up as straight as he could.
The Hulkster just withering away here. One more time if that arm drops, it's over.
Andre knew what to do. Andre could do the basic things that he had to do that didn't tax any physicality.
Andre beat Stunner!
But they were so popular, it didn't matter what they did. There was like no way this match couldn't work short of Andre getting hurt and then being unable to continue.
Andre now with an Irish whip in.
Finally, out of nowhere, slam! Holy shit, he called slam.
Look at this! He slammed it! I don't believe it!
Brian, when he hit, I heard him go, leg drop! I went and hit the leg drop, thinking he's gonna kick out. You know, and he didn't kick out.
What this network needs, this network gets. I promise you that.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
I am the baddest dude that walks the streets today.
I'm gonna end your career once and for all right here in Madison Square Garden.
I knew that I just had to go down and give her the thrill of a lifetime, the rude awakening.
The last thing I want to do is to own the damn WWF, because that's got to be the biggest headache in the world.
Get used to it. Who you're looking at, the man. Woo!
It's time to crank your headphones and forget your problems. You're listening to an action-packed episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast.
Ooh, yeah! Is this thing on? Check, check, check. Oh, boy. It's been a couple of days since I've been behind one of these. How's everybody doing? Welcome to another episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. It is March 29th, 2019. I am, of course, for the last 7 years, your gracious host, the Impact player, Mr. Philly Ray, and I'm riding solo for several reasons. We'll get into those in quite quickly second. We're live. Well, we will be live. This is recorded, but we're going to be live tonight on RantEMRadio.com, Rant Entertainment Media, part of the Shining Wizards Network. If I stutter, if I stammer more than usual, I apologize. I'm not my normal self. I don't know if Choppy told all of you. I told everybody on social media. I thought I was having a heart attack at work. It was pretty scary. I sat at my desk. I had just got out of the bathroom, and I sat down, and all of a sudden I started getting real sweaty. And I wasn't hot, wasn't warm, but I was perspiring like crazy. And then all of a sudden, the room started spinning, and then all of a sudden I started getting dizzy and nauseous. So those are, you know, really, if you are a medical person, those are very significant signs of a possible heart attack. So luckily for me, the emergency room at my hospital is literally right behind my office. So my partner, who's new, I felt bad for her because she was brand new and I'm training her. She panicked and called downstairs to a couple of my colleagues, got on the radio and called a bunch of my colleagues, and they basically kept me in my chair and they wheeled me to the emergency room in my chair, in my desk chair. And I was there for about 12 hours and they gave me a full workup, cardiac and blood and urine and stuff like that. Gave me like 5 bags of fluid, but I was still really, really dizzy. Not nauseous anymore, but just dizzy. I couldn't even stand up. And they told me it was benign vertigo. So now vertigo could be caused by a bunch of things. It could be caused by an infection in the inner ear. And once that happens, like these crystals form in the ear canal, in the inner ear where your balance is, and it fucks up your equilibrium. And it's totally like a thing where, put it this way, I was in bed literally for about 4 days. I had to eat laying down. That's how bad my head was. I couldn't even pick it up. And they gave me medicine, like the Dramamine type stuff, which is called Meclizine, which is the stuff that's inside Dramamine for people who take that for car sickness and motion sickness and whatnot. And it made me more dizzy, so I had to stop that. So, you know, I panicked because I don't know if I told a lot of you guys, but when I was a kid from age 3 to age 10, I would have surgeries on my ears. I would go into the hospital because my eardrum was punctured when I was 3 years old. So I would go in and get these tubes put in my eardrums to help me hear. And they would fall out on their own, and you have to go get new ones until, you know, you grow, you know, the eardrum grows back and whatever. So when I was a kid, when you went for these surgeries, it was like a week stay in the hospital. You know, so my mom would try to plan it when I was not in school or depending on how bad it got. So, and it was a city hospital, so yeah, it was crazy. But now, if you go do this procedure now, it's like same day. It's like ambulatory, you know. So I figured maybe it was my ear, because my right ear is the big problem. The right ear is where I have like most of my hearing loss. I lost like 40% of my hearing. So I did that, and I panicked because I thought maybe it was that, maybe it was a brain tumor. So now you're in bed, and you start thinking about things, and you're like, man, I haven't really taken good care of myself. And since I've been going through this personal shit the last 6 months, I really didn't have time to, not that I didn't have time, but I really didn't just think about doing anything else but just keeping busy so I'm not depressed and I'm not, you know, down or whatever. And I've been doing a really good job of balancing work and trying to balance work and a podcast and, you know, all of the other shit that's going on. And living on my own is weird because I haven't done it in a long time, so I had to get antiquated to that. So it was a deal, you know? And it was crazy. I laid in bed, and I'm like, oh, my God, I got to just take care of myself. So I finally Wednesday I went to the doctor. Was it Wednesday? No, Thursday. Yesterday. Went to the doc yesterday. Had a follow-up. I was like, listen, man, I want a full workup. I want, like, the physical. You know, I want the thyroid checked. I want my blood checked. I want to check me for diseases. Check me for everything, man. Check my prostate. And I didn't know they don't stick the finger in your ass anymore, which, thank God. Will was, like, all excited about that when I told him, but that's besides the point. Sinner. But anyway, they do all blood work. And I was like, okay, so I literally... He's like, well, did you fast today? I'm like, no, I had a bowl of cereal. He's like, all right, I'll do it tomorrow. I was like, all right. So I went there this morning, and I got the blood work done, urine, the whole nine yards. So when that gets done, I'll go and do a follow-up, and then I'll make appointments to see, like, an ear, nose, and throat guy, girl, and maybe a neurologist, and just to get my head scanned. Like, I'm going to be middle-aged in a couple of months, so... You know, I gotta start taking better care of myself. I don't drink enough water. I'm not properly hydrated. I quit the energy drinks because that scared the shit out of me when I had that vertigo. I was like, oh my God, maybe it's the monsters, and I mean the monsters, or it's the Red Bulls. And I was like, nah, I can't do this anymore. So, and plus they're expensive anyway, so it'll save me a couple of bucks in the long run. So. And I was worried because everything's coming up next week. It's Mania Week coming up, and we had a lot of stuff going on. I was actually going over the itinerary last night with the boys, and we're just trying to get everything together. And on top of all that, we got a new addition to the family. You know, my choppy son came earlier this week. God bless him, Landon. He's 8 pounds, 3 ounces. He's beautiful. Thank God he looks nothing like Choppy. Thank the Lord. But he's beautiful, and he's still in the NICU because of just some precautionary shit going on with him and mom. Everybody's fine. Everybody's doing okay. I spoke to him last night, which is why I'm in Studio C, because I haven't done anything. I haven't been out of the house. So Wednesday I started going out. I went for like a little walk. There's a train station down a block from my house. I took the train a couple of stops to make sure I could take the train to work on Monday. To see if I was okay. I got a little lightheaded, but you know, other than that, it was fine. I went to comic book store, got some books to read, and I got some cake. I went to the cake store because I'm a fat kid. And I lost 30 pounds, man. I lost 30 pounds since my last doctor's visit, and I'm pretty excited about that. But I'm not excited about how I lost it. So the depression diet does work. I just don't suggest you do any of that. Please do a regular diet, you know. And I wasn't even starving myself. I was just not eating enough. And just not doing the stuff that I should be doing. And when you get older, and some of you guys and girls know this because you're my age, and maybe you're getting to be my age, your body's going to start telling you, you're a dick, wake up and fix yourself. You know, like your body basically is a machine, you know. And once the machine starts to break down, you're going to feel it. So you have to keep the machine at least at bay and make sure that everything works and good to go, you know. So I'm in Studio C today. And I feel, let me record something because I have to do this because I need something to do. And my brother, Anime Mike, is coming over today. He's going to get prepped and tutorialized on what to do for next week, which is our next show is next Friday. We're going to have two shows next week, actually, if things all work out. I'll get into that in a little while. So, and he's texting me now as we speak, but he doesn't know I'm recording, so. Anyway, so, yeah, so Mike's going to come over, and we're going to take care of that, and I'll get into the itinerary next week, because I know Randy M's got a bunch of stuff going on, too, and I'll get into that. And I don't know, I think the Wizards are doing something. It's going to be a great week, but I really want to get well. I want to get, like, better. I was pissed, you know, because I figured, you know, because I remember, because Choppy was telling me that one of his friends had this shit for like a month. He's like, man, you might have to go on disability. I'm like, whoa, 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 disability. Get the fuck out of here. There ain't no way I can't do that. You know, plus I haven't seen Mikey in a while, you know, so. I want to make sure he's all right because we're taking him to G1 and he's going to WrestleMania. So everybody's excited and and blase, blase. But so, yeah, so Landon came early. Choppy's been at the hospital all week, so he's not even here, you know. So I texted him last night. I'm like, yo, man. I was like, you know, I'm going to come over and knock some stuff out because I have to get out of the house. I can't even, you know, I can't. And the weather's getting nice, too, here in New York City. We're going to be in the 60s for the next couple of days, and it's supposed to rain on Sunday. So I just wanted to get out and enjoy the weather a little bit before all the nonsense weather comes, and I have to go back to work on Monday. And it's a short work week anyway because I have Mania. I have Mania Thursday off till Monday after Mania. I was thinking about going to Raw, but I saw ticket prices, and I'm like, yeah. So, but I need to thank a couple of people, actually, really. I want to thank my best friend, Will Sweeney. He was, you know, Will works with me in my department, and he basically, you know, came right to my bedside and stayed with me almost the entire time I was there, and he was the one who was on the phone calling my family and stuff like that. And then my stepfather came, and then my brother Michael came, and he stayed with me. And my brother actually came home with me that night and stayed the night. So he stayed the night, and then on top of that, my lady friend, Allie, she basically came to my house every day, every night, outside of last night, to not only make sure I was okay, but she brought me medicine, and she brought me food, and she fed my cat. I yelled at her because she did my dishes. I had like three dishes in the sink, and she did my dishes. So she's been a fucking gem, and she's wonderful, and I want to say thank you to her. And I don't even know if she'll listen to this. If I tell her to listen to it, she'll probably listen to it, but I just want to say thank you for everything, because and all my friends for checking in, my family for checking in, calling me, texting me. All my coworkers have been absolutely brilliant and wonderful, and they've been calling me and texting me and make sure I'm okay. My bosses, like my director and like managers and like high end administrators, came in to see me while I was there, and supervisors. It's really humbling when your peers care about you the way they do, because it makes the work environment a little better. And it's a very hectic work environment. You guys all know I've talked about work a million times, so you know how hectic it gets at my job. So I just want to, you know, thank all of them. And I know they're not big wrestling fans, so no one's really going to listen to this. And if they do, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. I mean, it means the world to me that you guys did that for me. And so you get in the filatorial. We're going to talk a little wrestling because I got some stuff to talk about. And I guess, you know, since Choppy's not here, we can't get his opinion about anything. So we'll get his opinion next week because he's super busy. And we kind of figured that was going to happen. We all thought the baby was coming yesterday, and then he was going to come home either today or tomorrow, but it didn't work out. The baby came like Monday or Tuesday, I forget, Monday. And he's been in the hospital ever since. He's like, I want to come home. I'm sick of this hospital. And we talked to Rob last night. Rob said he went up there to see the baby, but the baby's in the NICU, so obviously you can't see him personally. But but everybody's doing well, like I said. And that's going to be interesting. Another baby, another member of the crew, another member of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks family. It's always nice when you know, and he's my godson too, which is pretty cool. I like to be a godfather again, third time. So I'm pretty excited about that, actually, because, you know, in the Italian culture, being a godparent, basically, you're basically being told by the parents that God forbid something happens to my kid, please help me take care of him. But since Choppy's not Italian and Brie is, but I don't think that's why they did it, you know. And I'm not gonna get all biblical and all the shit, but you know, if I can give the kid some spiritual guidance as well as life advice, and you know, help him out when he needs my help and love and you know, and attention and whatnot, but if I can give him the spiritual advice, I would definitely do it, because I've found my way a little bit. I lost my way a bit in the last 6 months. Not going to church. My fault. I was used to going with the family. I don't have the family anymore, so it's kind of like a thing where part of me doesn't want to show my face there because everybody's going to ask what's going on. I don't want to talk about it to people, you know. And then the other part of me is like, you know, maybe I'm being punished for something. You know, that's what I thought for a long time. Maybe I did something to fall out of grace, and I didn't fall out of grace, really. I just I just fell out of everything. I just didn't want to do anything more than what I was doing now. And hopefully I found my way. But my godsons are going to know that. They're going to know that I fell off and I got back on the horse. And they're going to know that I made mistakes. They're going to know that you can make mistakes. You are human and you can come back and you can rebuild and get stronger and get better and work on you and take care of you. Because that's the – I had this conversation the other night. My lady friend, that's like, you know, I said, you know, you really can't commit to any other kind of relationship in your life until you love yourself, you know, and it's important that you take care of yourself physically, spiritually, mentally, and mentally is the most important part because without the mental part, you have nothing. Without the brain, you have no operation, you know, so you have to have that kind of sense to be like, okay, listen, I fucked up, I messed up, let me regroup, let me get back to my way. And but people, if you have a good support group, family, friends, significant others, you know, take advantage. They're there for you, they love you, they care about you. You're never alone, you know, and it's hard to accept that, man. It took me like almost a lifetime to really know my self-worth. You know, it took me a lifetime to figure out that I can, that it's not always my fault and there's, I can't fix every single problem that I've had. And it's hard to accept that when you've lived a certain way a long time, you really don't know until you experience it. You know, we're going to be texting on the fly over here because my brother needs to get here soon so I can do this thing with him. So. All right, he'll be here in about an hour, which is great. Awesome. Okay, then. That's even better. So, I'm so glad I had the strength to do this because I missed you fuckers, man. I really, really did. I the podcast really suffered when I was going through my shit, and Choppy was, like, right there with me the whole time. And, I've already thanked him for that and everything, but... Right after Christmas happened and we set up Studio C, you know, we were ready to go. And then I got sick and then the baby came, so we lost our way a little bit here. But we were supposed to get to 300, probably not going to happen until another 2-3 weeks, but it doesn't matter. So next week you're going to get Sacred Heart Slam from Sacred Heart in Queens, Glendale, Queens, with my brother. And Choppy, which is, he's going to be hosting for the first time. My brother's going to be at the helm, holding it down with the controllers. That's why I'm seeing him today. Let's see. I got some news and information here. Okay. Let's go over the Rant EM Radio. The actual lineup. For WrestleMania week, starting on Thursday, April 4th, the Wrestling Call-In Show returns at 9 p.m. for, I think it's a one-shot, probably William Morgan. Friday, April 5th, NXT TakeOver, New York pre-show, 6 p.m. pending, which will be, you'll be probably getting a call in from me, yours truly. I'll be at the event with the Mandingos. You'll get Turnbuckle Throwbacks, 9 p.m., on location at Sacred Heart. Alternate programming, obviously, if my brother can't get the network feed up, then you'll just get it taped. And then April 6th, the Rant EM Radio Roundtable we do. We always do a live roundtable on WrestleMania weekend. That's at 5 p.m. 8 p.m. pending. You got the boys from the Midnight Jury. You got Mike, Adam, Cal, and my girl Sydney. And then you're going to have the WWE Hall of Fame post show at 11 p.m. We go right into WrestleMania, April 7th. WrestleMania Sunday. You get a replay of the Wizards from Tuesday at 8 a.m. You get a replay of the call-in show at 10 a.m. You're going to get a new episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 1 p.m., either live or taped. It's going to be the 30th anniversary of WrestleMania 5. I'm very excited about that. 3 p.m. after that, you're going to get a WrestleMania... It's going to be the Rant Live with AA, Tony C, and the crew, 3 p.m. And then, of course, you're going to get a post-show of WrestleMania, 11 p.m. or midnight. April 8th, Monday, You're going to get an entire replay of all the shows starting at 6 a.m. on RantEMRadio.com. So keep it locked to RantEMRadio.com. Keep it locked to ShiningWizardsNetwork.com and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com. It's going to be happening. Just a couple of notes to that. We're going to be doing that, and we'll probably do a couple of WrestleMania predictions and on our show anyway. But today is the 32nd anniversary of WrestleMania 3. And I played the HBO Andre the Giant Hulk Hogan clip. And it's a good story that I have. Well, I don't know if I guess I'll tell it. I tell it every year, I guess. I'll tell it again. Whoever didn't hear it. The day this happened, they were showing a closed circuit in my neighborhood at the local wrestling boxing arena, the Ridgewood Grove. It was a closed circuit, and you know, you pay for a ticket, they bring down the screen and the ring, and they show it, and they sell programs. I needed to see it. I wanted to see it so bad. I thought for sure Hogan was dropping the title. It was a big deal. I was like, oh my God, I have to see Hulk Hogan lose the title. Andre is like everything and whatever. Beg my mom. Beg, mom, please, I need the money. My mom didn't have the money at all. We were like, you know, just getting by, and my mom was having a hard time, and she was going through a divorce, and she was going to work her weekend job. So the weekend job is literally right down the block from the arena. So I followed her to work. Like, mom, just begging. Mom, on the bus. Mom, please. Walking. Mom, please. She's like, I don't have the money. I'm sorry. Please stop. And then she got mad at me or whatever. So it's a catering hall. My mom was a bartender. And my grandma, Mary, worked at the same catering hall. But she was there before my mom got there. So we get there. And there was some parties going on and stuff like that. My grandmother was like, what's the matter? And I was upset. I was crying. And I told her, so mom, you know, whatever. My grandmother emptied her tip jar. She worked in the bathroom as a matron. She worked in like a bathroom attendant, whatever you want to call it. I don't know what the name is officially. But she emptied her tip jar, and she gave me the money for the ticket. And I saw WrestleMania 3 because my grandmother emptied her tip jar. She didn't have to do that. So Grandma Mary, wherever you are right now, thank you. I love you. Thank you for supporting me. 32 years later, I'm talking about it on a podcast on a Friday morning. So it was great. One of the best days of my life, man. And, you know, WrestleMania 2 is my favorite. Not the best WrestleMania, obviously. But 3 kind of solidified everything about the time for pro wrestling. It was like a mainstream. It was a deal, you know? It was actually a deal. So, and it became big and great. And, you know, we all know what happened with the Pontiac Silverdome, 90 plus thousand people, and then took off from there. So, no, I don't want to stop recording. So, anyway. So, we'll get into some things. What else is going on? So opening day happened yesterday for baseball. Thank God I was well enough to, you know, at least be up and about and watch TV. And, you know, and then my doc's appointment was earlier, so I was hoping I can get back home before the games. And I did was games from 1 o'clock in the afternoon all the way till like 10 o'clock last night. So it was pretty cool. And the Mets, again, dominate opening day. It's the only day they win. I'm joking, but they actually have the best winning record of all sports franchises for the opening day of the sport. They're like 38-20 or something like that. I think it's like a 660-something winning percentage. I don't know the whole math. Like, Phil and math don't go along very well. But I know they have the best winning record of any sports franchise for an opening day for winning. So, dominant pitching yesterday. Great day. Great weather. They were on the road in D.C. They come back on the 4th. I was going to try to go during WrestleMania weekend. I might not be able to go to opening day. It's the first opening day I'm missing in about 10 years. So, but for a good reason. We have events every day up until WrestleMania. So that's going to be cool. Let's see. What else is going on? Yeah, so baseball is in full effect. You know, it's my favorite pastime. It's the national pastime of the United States. And it's also my favorite sport. It's also my de-stressor, you know. And anytime I get to listen or watch baseball, I take a deep breath, and I like to listen to on the radio or just TV or watching it, background noise, whatever the case may be. I watch a lot of spring training games this year. Like, every day I watch the spring, listening to spring training on the radio, listening to sports in general on the radio, it just makes me feel a lot better about things. I like to listen to, you know, people carry on and yell about their teams and, you know, get the hosts getting involved. I have a list of a couple of hosts on radio. CBS Sports, like Scotty Farrell, I like Taz, and Taz, we all know who Taz is. He has a sports show with this guy Moose, and he does a show on CBS Sports. The Dickbag Francesa, he's back on FAN, and Chris Russo does High Heat on MLB. He also does his own thing on Sirius XM, which I don't have anymore, which I'm sad about. And you know, there's a bunch of guys. You know, there's Bill Daughtry, there's a bunch of people, Steve Summers, and the chick that does the overnight on CBS, I forgot her name, but she's pretty knowledgeable. You know, but there's a lot of guys, JJ, whatever his name is. Excuse me. I just yawned, I'm sorry. But this is it, this is a filler tour, this is what you get. I was just excited about baseball, you know, and season picks up again tomorrow. Every team played yesterday, which is rare. Not every team does get to play on opening day. The interleague thing on opening day bothers the fuck out of me. You know, I don't know why Texas plays Chicago on the first fucking day of the season. That's just annoying me. Interleague should be one time a month. I'm sorry, twice a month, and that's it. Do it once a month and have it get it done. The Cubs should not be playing their first game of the season in Arlington, Texas. They should be either at Wrigley or at a rival, meaning St. Louis, meaning Pittsburgh, meaning Cincinnati, and or Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? Like that should be the thing, you know? Baseball has to work on that. You know, baseball has to work on that. Sports in general needs a fucking facelift. You know, football definitely needs a facelift. You know, basketball needs to fucking change their rules a little bit. Hockey is hockey. You can't really change much about hockey because the sport is so complex in terms of gameplay and the influx of different players from all over the world. So it's weird because an international hockey rink is bigger than a regulation NHL rink. The rules got a little different. The game got faster. It then it slowed down a bit in terms of scoring. You know, goaltending and defense became a thing. It goes through phases, you know. But more importantly, baseball, football, and definitely basketball need a facelift. The Knicks need a facelift, you know. And Jim Dolan needs to fucking sell the Knicks and the Rangers. He is just a cancer. Like, he's going as far as barring people from, like, the arenas and shit because they would have signs and shirts that say fire him and stuff like that. You know, if not for nothing. And they should. He should be fired. He should sell the team, but if I was him, I'm good, thank God I'm not, but if I was him, I wouldn't care. I'm a billionaire. What do I care what the fans think? The fans are still going to pay money to come see the product. The Knicks are the worst team in basketball. Okay. The fact that he still draws people to the Garden for that, the Rangers aren't doing that good this year either. So two failing franchises. The fans still show up, okay, because it's New York City. The fans still show up, and you have the balls to ban people? Oh, fuck out of here, man. You're a piece of garbage. Probably, I'm going to go on record is to say he's the worst owner in sports. If there's another owner in sports that's the worst than him, please debate me on it. I'd love to have a healthy debate about it. But that dude is a cancer. It's sad that I'm a Knicks fan. It's sad that I'm a Ranger fan, and he owns the teams. I'm a closet Celtics fan, too, but the Celtics have good management, so. I shouldn't really be rooting for the Celtics. I'm a Knicks fan, but I really don't really root for the Celtics. I root for Bird, so I like wearing the gear, too. I look fresh and green. I was wearing my green jacket today. I look delicious, by the way. My 30-pound losing ass. But anyway, I don't know how long I'm going to go. I have a couple things. I have a couple wrestling news and notes I want to talk about, and then I'm going to head out because you guys don't really want to hear me talk for 2 hours, you know? And plus, I hate talking for 2 hours. You guys all know that. It's why I miss Choppy. And me and Choppy aren't going to do a show together until next Sunday. So I haven't seen my boy, so I haven't, you know, we haven't done anything. And the last thing on our minds is really pro wrestling. But since I've had all this downtime, I've actually watched wrestling the last couple of weeks, you know, last couple of days, I should say. And I read a couple of things online, you know, and I'll get into them right now. I'm just going to get my news and notes here because I took notes. You know, Phil likes to take notes. And what else is going on? Give me 1 second. Just bear with me. Okay. So, what else is going on? Okay. So, I was talking to Rob last night from Thumbstick Ninjas, thumbstickninjas.com. Cheap plug. Where's my bell? And Rob and I were just going through the over the itinerary. And one of the things that we're doing is, I believe it's Friday before NXT, we're going to the Ring of Honor Supercard, like festival, they're calling it, you know? The Festival of Honor, it's called. And, you know, they're going to charge like $800 to get everybody's autograph and the admission. I don't need to get everybody's autograph. I really don't. However, I will pay the $40 to get in because you get like a lanyard, you get a program, you have to get a program, and they sell all the swag there before the actual event, so we can actually rock some gear and whatever. So I'm excited about that. And then Thursday I'm doing Kaiju Big Battle with Rob. It's weird. It's very hokey, but I looked it up. It looks like a good time. So if you don't know what it is, I can't really explain what Kaiju Big Battle is. It's pro wrestling mixed with comedy, and it's like costumes, and it's something that should be on a Japanese variety show. Just put it that way. And if you guys know Japanese culture, you know what I'm talking about, you know? We are so excited for G1, man. We are so excited for G1. I cannot wait for Supercard of Honor. Let me see here. It's going to be taking place, obviously, April 6th on New Japan World and on Honor Club if you have that. And at Madison Square Garden, the mecca of professional wrestling, the first non-WWE WWF card in the garden since 1957. Process that for a minute, kids. Process that. Okay, let's go over the card because I'm really excited about this card. I'll start from the bottom. You're going to have a Rumble match, a 30-entrant honor, a Rumble of Honor match, and I believe that my cousin Anthony, was it my cousin Anthony, or was it Nick German? We're part of this Facebook Messenger group, but I had to, like, shut the notifications off because these guys don't shut the fuck up. My phone constantly goes off, and I love them to death, but it is what it is. So I have to check it because the guys keep sending shit. Nick sent it. The first set of participants in the Honor Rumble match are Kenny King, PJ Black, the Bouncers, who are Beer City Bruiser and Brian Malonis, Cheeseburger, also Juice and Thunder Liger will be in the Rumble too, which is his last appearance as a wrestler in New York. I'm pretty sad about that. We talked about him retiring anyway, so. Oh, my cousin Anthony posted a picture of Abe Knuckleball Schwartz in honor of opening day yesterday. That's pretty dope. All right. Never open weight championship and the ROH TV championship are being defended as Jeff Cobb takes on Will Ospreay. Winner takes on both belts. That should be cool. Dalton Castle taking on Roosh. They call him Roosh from CMLL. I call him Rush, but he's Roosh. Women of Honor, Mayu Iwatani defending against Kelly Klein, the gatekeeper. I think she's adorable. Bully Ray had an open challenge for a street fight. Of course, it was supposed to be Flip Gordon. That's what we hear. Flip Gordon will not be wrestling. He has an injury, which I'm really sad about. So I'm hoping to see him at the festival. I want to get his autograph and say hello and just tell him that I'm a big fan of his. If the line's not 4,000 rows down and it's not $100 to get it, then I'll probably do it. But I'm thinking it might be Tommy Dreamer. It could be D-Von, which I'm hoping it is. And I know D-Von still works for WWE, I think. I'm not sure. I just hope it's somebody that just kicks the shit out of him. I'm done with Bully Ray. No disrespect. I mean, I respect what he's done. You know, Dudley's the most decorated tag team wrestling. We know all that. just not a big fan of him. You know, I heard he's an asshole in real life. Actually, he was an asshole in real life to me, but that was like 25 years ago. And I really didn't take it personally until I realized as an older person that he's still an asshole to other people. So he's got a hot girlfriend too, so God bless him. I mean, good. I mean, he's wasn't a bad talent, man. I was at his debut. I remember when he was, you know, stuttering and doing the dancing and shit. I was at the arena in Philly when Raven brought the Dudleys in. IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship being defended. Ishimori, which is the Bone Soldier, versus Dragon Lee versus Bandito. That should be a fantastic match. This is going to be a I guess a slobber knocker. I was going to say a shit show, but it's not definitely not going to be a shit show. The IWGP and ROH Tag Team Championship are being defended. The Guerrillas of Destiny, the IWGP Tag Champs, taking on the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions, the Villain Enterprises, which is Brody King and Mr. POC, versus the Briscoes, versus Evil and Sonata. Okay, Sonata had an amazing match in the Cup Finals against Mr. Okada. I'll get into that in a second. The British Heavyweight Championship, Zack Sabre Jr. will defend against Hiroshi Tanahashi, the ace of New Japan. The IWGP Intercontinental Heavyweight Championship will be defended as Tetsuya Naito takes on my man Kota Ibushi. I think it's Kota's time. For the ROH Heavyweight Championship, Jay Lethal versus Marty Scurll versus Matt Taven in a ladder match. Jay Lethal and Matt Taven wrestled to a draw at that pay-per-view a couple weeks ago. It was crazy. A little over the top, but a little dragged out for my taste. But the match was good nonetheless, you know. For the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, Switchblade Jay White, Rob's favorite wrestler, will defend the championship against the Rainmaker, Kazuchika Okada. Now, Okada had a match with Sonata, like I said, in the finals. I was so happy to be awake for this. I was telling Rob last night on the phone. I fell asleep. I woke up for like 2:30 in the morning. I fell asleep. Woke up around 4:45, beginning of the match. I watched it. I don't know what Choppy doesn't see in Sonata, but he's out of his mind. Sonata is probably, he's ready. He's ready. He's super ready. He's awesome. And if they don't win the tag titles in that four-way, Sonata should be going for the title, whoever wins this, whether it's Jay White or Okada. Or the IC belt, which might make might look, if Naito loses to Ibushi, that might be Sonata's in. Sonata would definitely be a contender. 100%. He's ready to be a heavyweight. No questions asked. Very, very excited. So before I get into anything Raw, SmackDown related, NXT related, we're going to take a quick break and plug some friends. And then I got some other wrestling news, and I got to yell at Billy Graham again because he's a fucking dickbag. And that's pretty much it. You listen to Turnbuckle Throwbacks. It's Phil. It's by myself. It's not Choppy. We're live. RandyHamRadio.com. We'll be right back after these brief freaking messages.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, RantEMRadio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
Horns up. This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
The revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at Inconclusive Pod or Facebook.com/Inconclusive Breakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old-school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is the last professional broadcaster, Sam Roberts, and you're listening to Turnbuckle Throwbacks with Phil Rea and Choppy on Rant EM Radio.
The animal snatches the bell, and he gets nailed by the champion. And Hebner just now making it to his feet, and Savage has got the belt back. Give me a break.
Look at that.
Oh,
flagrant interference.
The animal pushed him right off. I think the bell rammed Savage in the head, Jess. But the champion still in control. Now a small package by the Dragon.
No!
He got him! I can't believe it! History is made!
You talk about a miscarriage of justice, Matsu. Flagrant outside interference on the part of Animal Steel.
History made here in the Silverdome. Part of WrestleMania 3.
The winner of this contest and new Intercontinental Champion, Ricky.
Girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. I got the rat patrol on the cat patrol. Foes that want to make sure my cask is closed. Rat critics to save money, cash holes. I'm from the hood, stupid. What type of facts are those? If you grew up with holes in your zap and toes, you celebrate the minute you was having dough. I'm like, fuck critics, you can kiss my whole asshole. If you don't like my lyrics, you can press fast forward. Got beef with radio if I don't play they show. They don't play my hits, well, I don't give a shit. So, rap mags try and use my black ass so advertisers can give them more cash for ads, fuckers. I don't know what you take me as or understand the intelligence that Jay-Z has. I'm from rags, the richest niggas, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me! 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you have a girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
Hit yeah. Me. In the rearview mirror is the motherfucking law. Anyway. Alright, we're back. Turnbuckle Throwbacks live. RantEanRadio.com. Rant Entertainment Media, as always, founding member of the Shining Wizards Network. Very, very fantastic. Alright, we're back. I just played the Macho Man, Randy Savage, Ricky Steamboat clip from WrestleMania 3. I'm actually going to watch WrestleMania 3 today. I'm excited about WrestleMania 3 again. I get excited every year about WrestleMania, man. WrestleMania is, it's also, I was telling my lady friend the other night, it's our Super Bowl, you know, and I've said this on the show a million times, so, for all you new members, new listeners of the show, definitely go back and listen to some of our WrestleMania shows. They're really fun. For the last 5-6 years now, we've been doing it for Rant EM Radio, and, we won't stop. Right now, we're doing. I'm excited about 30th. I can't believe 30th anniversary of WrestleMania 5. I was watching it the other day. I was like, holy shit, man. The mega powers explode, and Donald Trump and Sean Mooney and Demolition, the Brainbusters. I think it was Brainbusters, right? I have to remember. I remember just watching this background noise the other day. But, yeah, definitely a good time. Definitely a good time to be. I can't believe how many people are dead. Oh, Rick Rude against Ultimate Warrior. So many dead wrestlers. So many dead wrestlers in WrestleMania 3.
Is it the extra room?
What was that?
Oh, it's Ian.
Hey, what's going on?
Ian, how are you?
Good, how are you?
No, they're still at the hospital, right?
Yeah, they're still at the hospital.
Yeah, I just have a client coming in.
So no problem, have fun. I'll be here for a little while.
All right.
Anyway. So, yeah, so Choppy's wife's business, they have a client today. They're going to be doing some hair upstairs. So there's a lot of stuff going on right now. And I mean, Mike should be here any minute. And that's pretty much it. Anyway, yeah, it's a good time, man. It's a really good time. And everybody's excited. Everybody's excited about WrestleMania. I'm excited about WrestleMania. I'm always excited, though. I'm like a kid. I don't care. Yeah, all the boys are going to be here, apparently, on Sunday. So Choppy and I were supposed to go to Mania. I don't know how that's going to – we were supposed to go. We still might go. I don't know how it's going to work out. I don't see us going. I haven't heard any news about that. My little boy will be there, though, with his dad. That should be cool. I'm happy for him. He gets to go to two – he's at two Manias. Him and I caught up. So two Manias. All right. So next year to be in Tampa. Hopefully, if I'm in a good place in my life, I'll be down there. I love Tampa. I love the west coast of Florida. I already spoke to AA and Tony C. If that does happen, we're going to have a Rant EM convention down there. It should be fantastic. But Tampa and the Tampa Bay Buck Stadium, I'm all about that, man. So I'm excited. So if that all works out, I'll definitely be in Tampa next year. I'll get to see some family, too, hopefully. It's been a rough deal with my family. I haven't seen them for obvious reasons, but it's going to be a good time either way. And if we don't, we'll definitely have a weekend of program like we always do on Rainy and Radio, so it doesn't really matter. Okay. So before I get into NXT, which I'll be at on Friday, next Friday, a week from today, in WrestleMania, I want to get into something I read about Billy Graham, Superstar Billy Graham, again, going to social media and basically just shitting on the whole Kofi Kingston world champion Daniel Bryan thing, you know? And I don't know. You know, I don't understand why Superstar Billy Graham doesn't see I'm going to play devil's advocate for a second because I can almost see why he's doing it. You know, I can almost see why he's saying it to an extent. Okay? Hold on a second here. I'm recording. Come right in. So, I don't see why he does it. But then again, like I said, I see why. So, maybe he doesn't see money in Kofi. If that makes any sense. Maybe he doesn't see the appeal. Obviously, he doesn't watch because the fucking fans are behind it. But Superstar comes from a time where the big man is the king. And, you know, basically in his eyes, Kofi and Daniel Bryan are like cruiserweights. You know, they don't have the star power, apparently, according to him. And he just, again, just tears them apart, tears Triple H and Stephanie. But like, dude, Billy Graham, I don't know what your fucking problem is. I loved you as a performer. I thought you were great, except for your karate gimmick. That was awful. I loved you in NWA too, though, even though your karate gimmick was shit. However, dude, give it a rest. If you watch the product enough, then you would know that this is a thing. Stop picking on Kofi Kingston. I want Kofi Kingston to win the fucking title, man. I do. You're an old man. Diseased. Fucking just Go somewhere. Just shut up. Stop. Please. Please fucking stop. Go away. Just, that's all I want to say about that. All right, so I'll be in NXT TakeOver, like I said, from Brooklyn. Barclays Center, downtown Brooklyn, Atlantic Avenue, right next to Junior's. Get some cheesecake before I go in. I already told Rob yesterday we're going to Junior's. Get some cheesecake. Very excited about that. We are going to, myself and the Domingos, will be at NXT TakeOver. We'll probably call into the rant to give us a on location. Rob's be calling in too Sunday for WrestleMania if you do the WrestleMania show. He's definitely doing that. He's definitely calling in from, he's doing the Bullet Club fucking, what is that thing, the tailgate. Yo, my brother's here. Anime Mike is here. That's good. So he could sit down while I wrap this up soon. But all right. So we'll be in NXT TakeOver on Friday. Let me preview the card real quick. UK Championship, Walter taking on Pete Dunne for the belt. I think Pete Dunne is due to lose. Aleister Black and Ricochet did win the Dusty Rhodes Classic. That was last night. That was a phenomenal match. They beat the Forgotten Sons. So they're going to be taking on the War Raiders for the title. This is going to be the showstopper of the night, I believe. I'm hoping. If it all goes the way I want it to go. Velveteen Dream defends the North American strap against Matt Riddle. Shayna Baszler is still choking out the rest of her people. So she's taking on Kairi Sane, Bianca Belair, and Shirai for the Women's NXT Championship. Bianca Belair, is due. I keep calling her Blair. I keep taking out the fucking Eon Alama retard. Oh, ring the bell. And if I'm telling you, guys, I swear I need this to happen. 2 out of 3 falls for the vacant NXT Championship. Of course, we know Tommaso Ciampa had to forfeit the title. 2 out of 3 falls. Adam Cole, baby, taking on Johnny Gargano. And I'm wearing my Adam Cole shirt. I am all in for the Undisputed Era. I really hope they win. I hope they have all the belts by the summer. I hope somebody wins the North American strap. I hope and then they take the tag straps. I hope they have like a horseman type shit with them. Next Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern on the WWE Network. And like I said, we'll be there. We'll call in. And then like I said, 9 o'clock. Well, the pre-show's at 6. 9 o'clock is Sacred Heart Slam with my brother and Choppy. And you're going to have a whole night of programming. You're going to have a whole weekend of programming on Randy on Radio. Let's go over the updated Mania card real quick, and then I'll wrap this bitch up. We all know by now. Well, I'll get into that in a second, but let's see here. There's a lot of fucking matches here. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. The only ones that are in confirmed are Braun Strowman and the two jerk-offs from Saturday Night Live. What's up, Mike? You good? How was your trip, bro?
Not bad. I Ubered it.
You what?
I Ubered it.
You Ubered it?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'll just take the ferry back.
Was it pricey?
Not bad. It was a little more than usual, but I think it was like $40. But
okay. All right. Not bad.
I didn't feel like taking MTA.
Well, you got good weather at least.
Yeah.
Going back. Cruiserweight Championship. I hope Tony Nese. I love Buddy Murphy, but Tony Nese is a New Yorker. I hope he beats Buddy Murphy. That should be fun. Should be a good match. Baron Corbin taking on Kurt Angle. I don't see Baron Corbin taking on Kurt Angle. I see a swerve. I want to pray to God that it's John Cena, because John Cena actually started his career fighting Kurt Angle. So if this is Kurt Angle's last match, it'd be cool coming full circle if that would be the case. So I don't know. I'm hoping that's the case, because I hate Baron Corbin. He's a fucking jerk off. I don't hate people. I just hate the character. He's probably a nice guy in real life. The Miz versus Shane, Falls Count Anywhere. This is going to be a big spot fest. Shane's going to do his fucking dives off the ring posts and through the tables and chairs, and he's going to use every piece of fucking equipment in MetLife Stadium. So that should be fun. Just keep Miz's dad home. He's awful looking. The Women's Tag Team Championship, Sasha Banks and Bayley defending against Beth Phoenix with Natalya and Nia Jax, Tamina Snuka, and the Iconics. I feel the Iconics are due. They might... This belt is going to start swapping. I can't see Bayley and Sasha Banks holding it. I see a heel turn eventually. Maybe it'll happen then. Maybe it'll happen. I don't know. But the Boston Hug connection is definitely breaking up soon. And we need some new champions anyway. You have to swap that belt out a little bit. So make it interesting. U.S. Championship on the line. Ray Ray taking on Samoa Joe. That should be a fun match. Both are solid. Rey Mysterio has been very, very... underrated as of late because he's old. Well, he's not old, he's my age, but he's old in the tooth in terms of wrestling. He, you know, he's been putting guys over like Cena, Almas, and you know, all the SmackDown mid-card guys he's been putting over in these fucking four-way matches all the time. So, you know, but Joe finally gets a title, finally, after being there for a gazillion years. You know, but he's facing Joe for the title. And not only that, but Ray's son Dominic, who was reintroduced to WWE during the segment, will be sitting ringside. So this might be the sleeper match of the night, man. Like the article here I'm reading says, Dominic apparently is training to be a wrestler, which is cool. So I'm happy about that. That the legacy is going to be going on. I hope he's as good as his dad. I don't know if Duffy be as good as his dad. Rey Mysterio was the man, you know, but. This, I really don't understand why Bobby Lashley has a title, let alone be in WWE. He's a terrible performer, but they like him. Vince likes the big, black, hefty guys. So, Bobby Lashley, again, IC champ defending against Finn Balor, who lost. He just won it from Lashley. Now he lost it. I hope Balor wins it back. Apparently, last week he beat Lashley and Jinder Mahal, who was standing in for Leo Rush in a handicap match. Finn Balor might bring the demon out. Do we really care about the demon? No, but the kids like the makeup, so we'll see what happens with that. Let's see what else is going on here. Okay. No holds barred. Triple H's career is on the line versus Batista. So we all know what happened. Batista crashed Ric Flair's 70th birthday. He put Ric Flair in the hospital, kayfabe, obviously, and called out Triple H. Triple H accepted. Who, if anybody thinks Triple H is going to lose to Batista, please, I don't see it. You know, Batista's 50-something years old. Triple H is pushing 50. Triple H runs the company pretty much with his wife, so I don't see him leaving wrestling anytime soon. He wrestles twice a year. Let him have his fucking fun. Triple H, in my opinion, is the next Undertaker. You know, he'll show up once a year to fight, and that's about it. The difference is Triple H can actually still wrestle. Undertaker can't. So, this is going to be my favorite match tonight, probably. AJ Styles fighting Randy Orton. AJ Styles, Randy Orton, the best two performers on WWE television in the last decade, next to Finn Balor and Seth Rollins. But these two guys are my favorite wrestlers right now. Randy Orton can still work. AJ Styles, probably the third best wrestler on the planet next to Okada and Kenny Omega. You know, we'll see what happens. This is a good feud right now. Randy's picking his spots. AJ is the face of the brand, so we'll see what happens. And this is going to... this whole showcase is going to be for Fox. I want to see how the SmackDown guys do on WrestleMania. This is going to be because when they go to Fox in October... That's going to be a deal breaker, I feel like. I feel like Fox is looking for certain performers to do well and then whatever. So, Roman Reigns fighting Drew McIntyre. Roman Reigns needed a match because he's back from fighting his cancer. So, Drew McIntyre will be his opponent and will be losing to Roman Reigns. WWE Championship. The eco-friendly Daniel Bryan, whose beard is probably as big as my brother's now, will be taking on Kofi Kingston. How cool would it be if Kofi won the fucking title? Guy's been wrestling for 11 years, has won every single belt except for this one. Give the kid a rub. Let him go. You don't see it?
I just think that belt is stupid.
The belt? Oh, the eco-friendly belt? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's hysterical.
I'm still done with somebody should win it and burn it.
Well, yeah, I think Kofi would burn it. He'll probably bake pancakes on it or something with the New Day, you know. Universal Championship. Are we sick of Brock Lesnar yet? I am. He's defending against Seth Rollins. Of course, Seth Rollins won the Royal Rumble. He gets a title shot. I like Seth Rollins. I always did. I liked him as Tyler Black in Ring of Honor. I love his move. They can't call it the curb stomp anymore, though. too many American History X references. Phil Ray, a fun fact, though. The kid that bit the curb in the American History X movie starred in an independent movie that my Uncle Mario directed a bunch of years ago. So, Phil Ray, a fun fact. And the women are headlining WrestleMania this year. How about that? Rowdy Ronda Rousey is now a heel. And what's up with the heel turn and then the more eye makeup she gets? What is that all about? I don't know.
I look more dark and ominous.
You think? She's a UFC fighter, though. Like, how dark can you possibly... I mean, she already has cauliflower ear, and she's
trying to move from... Obviously, it's just to keep the momentum of being a UFC fighter and being, like, a real badass.
I guess.
But I think she's trying to move more into a character and a persona and becoming a heel, becoming that mean, gritty, shitty character. She has to, you know, put on a dark makeup and just make herself seem more like, you know, a villain.
That's a valid point, bro. My little brother has a valid point. I don't know. It looks stupid on her. It looks like she just let the mascara run. But yeah, she's defending against the man, Becky Lynch, who probably has the hottest t-shirt right now. That shirt is selling almost as good as Austin's shirt, apparently. That's what I hear. I don't know how true it is. Against Becky Lynch and Charlotte. You know, they've been shoving the women's division down our throat for the last 2 years. I think it's only fair now that they get the main event. No Undertaker this year, thank God. And no one really wants to see Brock Lesnar and Seth Rollins headline. I'd rather see Daniel Bryan and Kofi Kingston, you know, because of the storyline purposes. But I understand why they're doing it like this.
I can see their mindset, though, and I see why they have Ronda in there. It's because before Ronda hit UFC, how big was female fighting in UFC? There was none.
You know, right.
And look how massive female fighters got in UFC.
Right.
So, you know, having her pretty much
the face?
You know, the face of UFC women fighting.
Yeah.
You know, now
her and Shayna Baszler. And
yeah, now bring it up in WWE to try to promote more.
There's like three or four mixed martial arts women now in between NXT and WWE now. It's her, Baszler, the lesbian chick, I forgot her name. But there's and Shayna Baszler has the two other chicks that she hangs with, the four horse women they call them. But yeah, it's true. And we talked about this a couple of years ago that once Ronda got figured out, that division was going to get, like, diluted, because once she lost those first two matches, there were three other girls that were, like, ready to go. Cyborg, Nunez, Holly Holm, fucking the Polish chick. I forgot the skinny weight, we'll call her, because she's, like, fucking 80 pounds. But you see my point. Once the women realize they can't win anymore, they should transition to pro wrestling because they're not going to have a career. Because, I mean, the girls are getting good. Once UFC bought Strikeforce and started implementing all of those weight classes, you remember when the welterweight division in the men's was like the biggest thing? And now there's like 15 or 20 welterweights that can clearly win the fucking title right now? And obviously it's a monopoly. So they're gonna. It has that big fight feel. They're not gonna book the big fight unless that person's a name. So Dana White has it, but has these people by the balls, basically. Not, and it's not a bad thing per se, but people aren't gonna spend $70 a month for a pay per view when they don't even know who the people are. So they want characters.
They want the people that they've been seeing over and over again. Like, look at the last guy who beat McGregor. The Russian dude.
Oh,
look,
man.
Look at his record coming Khabib? Into that. Yeah, look at Khabib's record going into that. He should have had 7 titles.
That dude's a beast, yeah. That dude's angry.
He did because nobody really knew who the hell he was.
Nobody knew who he was.
So he wasn't a name. People in America didn't want to see him fight. They didn't care who he was until they got the whole, you know, storyline, you know, to fight McGregor. And if anybody fights McGregor, that's all anybody wants to see.
Yeah. You're right. But I got to tell you, man, it's I'm not broken up about the women headlining WrestleMania. I'm really not. Like, it's, you know,
I'm not fond of Ronda, but as a wrestler, but I mean, I think it's a good move.
Yeah, I think it's a good move, and I like Ronda Rousey. I'm going to disagree with you. I think she's good for the brand. I think she's a, like you said, she's a name, and I don't think she should be champion.
Yeah.
She gets better. She's
I get the point of having her, and because of what she brings, and the network that she brings, and the fan base that she brings.
Right, 100%.
Nothing but good for WWE.
100%, 100%, 100%. So I'm not too broken up about them headlining. It's, I know it's a deal breaker for a lot of our peers, a lot of our friends. I'm not too broken up about it. I think it's going to be a good match regardless, because Becky Lynch and Charlotte will carry her. They are Charlotte to me. Charlotte was Ronda Rousey 2-3 years ago, and then Charlotte got progressive. She was just a glorified fucking gymnast. She progressively got better and better and better. She's probably the benchmark of the women's division right now, her and Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch, not one of my favorites, but she's over right now, and she's not a terrible wrestler. She really is pretty good. But I think for me, Charlotte's the benchmark. So they're going to carry Ronda Rousey in this match, I feel like. And it's weird because Charlotte just beat Asuka for the other SmackDown Women's title. So Charlotte's going to be walking in as the SmackDown Women's Championship, but going for the Raw Women's Championship. This possibly may lead to unification. I don't know if they can still have two singles titles. I mean, they can, but if the girls are going to be swapping brands anyway, like the tag team belts are, because the girls, the tag team, are defending on both brands. Why can't the women defend the both of them? Unless, see, I still think the women should have their own show. I think they should have that their own, like their own kind of like NXT, or not NXT, but like their own like women's show, like the, like a diva show, like a women's division had their own fucking brand. Like tape an hour every week of just them. And then you could put someone back on Raw and SmackDown. If you're going to shove it down our throats, might as well just add another fucking show. You have a network, you're not paying for it, but showcase them. But they don't really have to, which is my suggestion. All right, I think I've talked enough. We're talking an hour and 12 minutes. I can't do this for 2 hours with myself anymore. I miss Choppy, that prick. He has to go have kids. What the fuck is wrong with him? But anyway, like I said, just keep it locked to the network. Keep it locked to all the social media gimmicks. Hit us up on the Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff. Like I said, next Friday night, you got Sacred Heart Slam. You have a whole weekend of Rant EM radio programming. It's going to be phenomenal. Let's play some music. Let's get the fuck out of here and start my day. Anyway, I'm on a cover song kick lately, bro. Like, I don't know. I'm finding, like, these little gems of my favorite songs that are covered. And I'm like, the Goo Goo Dolls do this in excess song? I hate the Goo Goo Dolls. But I love this song. Anyway, so again, like I said, keep it locked. Next Friday night, we'll be back on, hopefully it's live if he gets it right. Sacred Heart Slam, Glendale, Queens, tickets still available. Fight the World Wrestling. You got my bro, you got Choppy. Be a historical turnbuckle throwback, to say the least. I'm hearing there might be some involvement with the talent. I'm not too sure. I think Sal's going to drag Choppy in the ring and beat him with a chair, which would be perfect for you to see that. And of course, Mike gets to go home to his hometown of Glendale. He's going to see some folks that we haven't seen in a long time. And it's nice to be home once in a while, man. It's nice to go home and visit once in a while, even though we can't afford to live there anymore. And then Sunday is WrestleMania. We'll be here, 30th anniversary of WrestleMania 5. And all the other shows are going to have shows, too. Wrestling Colon show's coming back, The Wizards, The Rant. We're going to have a round table. I don't know. Maybe we'll behead a chicken. I don't know. Do something. Anyway, I'm just glad to be fucking vertical from the vertigo. All right, so on behalf of my little brother, on behalf of everybody on Rant EM Radio and Turnbuckle Throwbacks and Shining Wizards Network, I'm Philly Ray, bringing you adieu. Wishing you all a good rest of your weekend. Take care of yourself, each other, avoid the clap, don't get arrested. Take all your medicine, take all your vitamins, drink plenty of water, and don't, please don't, Don't be a fucking menace to society while drinking juice in the hood. Say goodnight, Gracie. Oh, he's not here. Goodnight, Gracie.